How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplain series. And remember to hit like and subscribe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplain series. The airlines use it. The hotels use it. We use it. But do we know what to do with it? I'm talking about dynamic pricing. Pricing that changes with demand, season, and a few other factors. Are you still a manager that charges a different weekday and weekend rate? And even if you do use dynamic pricing, are you using the data that you can glean from it? If it all sounds a little complicated, today my guest will show you how to simplify things. Today, my guest is Tibor, who will show us how Price Labs can help. Hello, Tibor. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy to be here. I hope everybody's...
Thank you very much for coming along. Thank you. I know you're a busy man.
Tibor, just like everybody else, right? Just like everybody else.
Yeah. We're going to start off the usual way. Tibor, can you please explain in one sentence what does Price Labs do?
Price Labs is a revenue management platform. So basically, we help property managers increase the revenue and save time.
Lovely. Okay. So I want to start using Price Labs. What is the first step for me to start using Price Labs? How do I start seeing what I'm going to see with Price Labs?
Sure. So probably you first need to go to pricelabs.co, pricelabs.co, and then you can just sign up for a free 30-day trial, right? Mm-hmm. We really believe that you can try us on and see for yourself, and you can start delivering value. So when you go to the page, you'll create an account, and then you'll be asked to tell us which PMS you're using, right? Most of the cases, if we're talking here to a vacation rental manager, he or she would be using a PMS, property management system, for their own company. Price Labs is integrated with more than 100 PMSs, so there's a big chance that we have already a ready-made connection to your existing PMS, right? If not, contact us. We sometimes even build custom integrations, but basically what it would mean is that in our list, you'll find a drop-down list with a list of a lot of PMSs. You pick yours, and from there, because we already have made the hard work of integrating our product with this PMS, you will then be able to import your listings into our tool, right? You just connect things and you import your listings to our tool. Fear not, until you have not said so, we're not going to change anything in your pricing, right? You'll be able to import your listings and maybe decide, I want to start pricing or see what Price Labs can do with two or three or four of them. Mm-hmm. But then I will be showing you a few things. But again, until you decide so and press the button, yes, I want to sync my prices, will not do anything, right? Because what Price Labs does, basically, it will start, will, for example, connect to your PMS and import data about your past performance, your upcoming bookings. And then we have data from all over the world, especially data for every market. So we start building a pricing model around your property. We're going to have the list, the address of your property, maybe the number of bedrooms you have. From there, we have hyperlocal data, meaning we know what seasonality is around your place. We'll be studying, is weekday, week price a big difference? What's the average length of stay at the moment, in 3 months from now, so things like this.
And you know when Taylor Swift is coming to town.
Exactly. What we're kidding, but indeed, we are so able to, we have a calendar of events.
Yeah.
We are able to detect basically there's an uptick in the upcoming months for some dates. So we'll see, okay, that's where these things are happening. So we have this kind of market data. Again, usually we always build for every listing a specific pricing model. So each of your listings has its own pricing model based on 350 properties around yours, looking like yours, like this property. And we add to this your performance, right? Because maybe the market is doing badly, but this very listing is doing really well. So we don't want necessarily to lower your prices too much if you've been doing well. Or similar things, right? Maybe you were in a great market and this listing is not doing really well. We want to start maybe improving, lowering your price to improve your listing. So what I mean here, and I'm going to show that, we are able basically to have patterns from your market plus your own performance, adding this together, and we start already having price recommendation for each and every night for up to 400 nights in the future, for example.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. And as I said in the intro, you know, the planes, airlines, the price changes per flights or per day, and so should your accommodation rates. So yes, can we have a look at the dashboard now and see what does it all look like?
Completely.
Yeah.
There
you go.
And also something I really like when what you said, Debra, is that the fact that we are here to simplify, and it's really been the notion, right? Anurag, one of the co-founders, used to work for an airline, right? And he used to work on these models. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what, short-term rentals need this as well. But we didn't want to do this as complicated. Like in airline companies have revenue managers, very advanced people with PhDs. Our goal at Price Labs is to democratize revenue management, right? You don't need a PhD to use us. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, basically, the moment we connect Price Labs to your PMS, we start importing some historical data, upcoming bookings. And that will enable us to merge that with the local data we have about your market. As I said, for each listing, you know, for example, if a listing is on in the same city but on a seafront, or more in the land, the patterns, the booking patterns, the pricings, these are very different, right? We don't just build a model per market like a city. We really build a model for each and every listing because we know they're different. We know if you have a one bedroom, booking patterns can be very different for a four bedroom, obviously in the same market, right? So we do this. And as I said, adding your own property list data, we're going to be able, for example, here to have a price per every date in the future.
Yeah. Can I just ask, back then when you were talking about beachfront versus, you know, more inland, are you able to compare other properties, for example, that also have a pool or a jacuzzi? Can you do like amenities too, or is it just more location based?
So so very, very good point. So it's more at that moment in time,
yeah,
when we started out, it's more location based.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna show indeed you're gonna start being able to customize the price recommendation. So here's like default stuff, already just connecting. I can already give you some price recommendations, and then you start refining this, and we'll see you'll be able to create a comparable sets of properties, a comp set, where, for example, you say, and only take into account 2 to 3 bedrooms in my market, and I want to see what happens with properties that have a pool or not, a beachfront or not. So you'll be able then to compare how this listing is faring against these other properties that you think are more similar to yours.
Mm-hmm.
On this data level, don't necessarily go to the too much detail because we won't have enough properties to still be relevant. But what I want to show is that the first thing we'll ask you when we want to customize will help you find a base price. So base price is sort of the average price for the whole year if you want, right? It's not the minimal price, but average price. And for there, we have an AI-assisted tool. This AI tool basically pulls data from all over the market and helps you find a good base price. So of course, you can say, maybe if you're a property manager, you always had a base price of, like, let's say, 200-300. Because that's why you could start with that. Maybe that's how you started in your market. But here, you can also use our tool. So here, for example, it's a property in Bali.
Mm-hmm.
It's on C. And I can see here, for example, that I can play around and see different things. So maybe what I can do, I can say, I want to build my pricing, base price built only on properties that have one, two, and three bedrooms, or 3 bedrooms only. Or I want to tell, by the way, this property is rather upscale or mid-scale. That's something, it's hard for me at Price Labs to know. Maybe imagine you just renovated a property. And you will say, compared with this very market, qualitatively it's more upscale. And maybe in the same building, you have bought another apartment, not renovated yet. You'll say, well, it's okay, but I would call it mid-scale for the moment because I've not renovated yet. So it's kind of like information enabled you, for example, to calculate a different market price. For example, you can see if I go from upscale here to mid-scale, we'll start defining pricing differently, right? Same thing here, if I start taking into account and say, you know what, in this market, maybe I compete not just with 2 and 3 bedrooms, also with 1 bedrooms, let's imagine. So here the market price is recalculated. And by the way, I can also see in the map, the properties that I'm being compared with here in the map. Mm. And if I want to, I can even, if it's concept, say, you know what, only consider these properties here on the very, very just seafront,
yeah.
Which I think, again, I think Price Lab, let me do that, tell you Price Labs, that this is what's really relevant for me. And from there, it will be available. You see, the market price has really gone up. Why? Because obviously, beachfront places are more relevant. But again, it's always up to you to do it. Of course, we, by default, recommend you a price. But if you want to, you don't have to do all this, right? If you want to, can really, really be fine. That's answering your question.
Mm.
The second thing you would do, you would, of course, put a minimum price. That's what you're going to do. You have a base price. And with a base price indicated, every price will be recalculated according to this, right? You put a minimum price. Sometimes you may want to put maximum or not. Depends, for example, you may, in some cases, think, you know what, I put a maximum. Some cases, some property managers do this if they think that maybe it's too high and they're going to get some reviews that will be complaining that maybe the value people are getting for the price is not enough, right? You think, have this. But anyway, so I'm going to have these prices. And if I go for each and every date, I'm going to have I can hover over each date.
Yeah.
And oh, sorry, I was looking at two in French. So it's half in French. Sorry about that. By default, basically what it means for each date, I can see how PriceLab has calculated from the base price.
Yeah.
So for example, for this date, PriceLab says by default, the price should be, see the top should be 367, sorry, 367 USD. And then it's showing me that because seasonality is not great in November, it's a minus 1%. Demand right now is also minus 3%. But also what it's doing, because I'm looking at the price far in the future, PriceLab is increasing the prices. That's our default setting that you can take control. By default, for example, we say, you know what, if somebody's booking from a year from now, kind of looks like they are very determined. They really want to book. There's no reason to discount for them. Actually, why don't we actually put a premium on that? So that by default, that's what you can do. I will show you in the controls, right? But again, if you don't agree with kind of thinking, you would be able to take the control of it. Then what a user would do, they would maybe they want to customize further, right? We have 60 plus customizations, which is a lot. But to these customizations, again, we have something called smart presets. We group for you the best customization for your profile. For example, you may want to customize last minute pricing. What's very important for us is that last minute pricing for us is market-based. What I mean here, it's a bit small, but what it says here is that currently there is a 24% discount for same-day bookings, which reduces to 0% for 33 days. What it means here, it means like right now in this market, we think last minute means 33 days. And the maximum discount would be 24%, 0%, and going back to today would be up to 24%. Why I'm saying this, because depending on the market, last minute is the same thing. Last minute on an island is probably 1 month and a half. Last minute in Paris is probably like 3 days, 2 days from now.
Yeah.
And depending on the moment of the year, last minute is not the same thing. Last minute, low season, high season, the same thing. So every day, basically, PriceLab will recalculate for each listing what's last minute. And by how much should we be discounting, right? So we don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to take over, you can, right? Just take this and say, No, at our company, because maybe that's where it is, in our virtual rental company, we have a grid, and that's how price last minute discount is for each and every property. Maybe, right? So basically, you would be able to build this. Your discount is minus X percent within 30 days, maybe because that's what you do in your company, right? So the easiest thing to do is, like, by default, the algorithm does a lot of things, discounts the prices last minute, adds premiums last minute, and then again, in a relevant way for each listing in their market. Or by default, we also add seasonality, we add things, but all this can be controlled, right, by the property manager if they want. Another one I can show, for example, is demand factor. Demand factor means basically is how we let price fluctuating. So by default, it's on, right? Prices change from one day to another. But some cases, some owners will tell you, you know what? I look at the prices from one day to another. I don't like that price change too much. I'm not comfortable with that. It can happen when you talk to owners. So we could do something like low. So it means like prices will still move with demand, but one from day to another will not change too much, not too many highs and jumps. So of course, revenue-wise, you may lose out because you may miss out on some money, but that's what your owner wants, so be it, right? Again, so all kind of things that we can do.
Yeah, it's
But this
beautiful, all those customizations. You know, it's incredible for someone new to dynamic pricing, even just to wander in on the 30-day free trial, wander in and just see all the different things that you can play with when it comes to pricing. That's great.
And something I want to say as well is that revenue management has two pillars: pricing, length of stay. And length of stay, maybe we don't talk this about, but we also have here an AI-powered tool basically that will help you find the best length of stay for your market. And here, for example, ask you, do you want to do short-term, mid-term? I say for short-term rent, short-term period. And here, for example, it's gonna help you enable me to see that. For this market, the best, what to recommend at least for weekday, week two nights, and for weekend as well. So we don't see a big difference in this market. And also, we also tell you what to do with offer and gaps. So offer and gaps is important because, sorry, the idea is that between two bookings, you may want to reduce the length of stay automatically, right? You have two bookings already. Sometimes you have to do stuff manually. You have to go there and reopen your calendar, say yes, but I want to open only for 4 or 5 nights, not one and two. So here you can automate and tell us, whenever I've got two bookings in between, I'm okay with opening this, only if it's 4 or 5 nights. And I will say, but you know what? I have maybe, right? And you can add even a premium or discount. Maybe with your owner, you really want to fill in the calendar because that's what he wants to see, she wants to see at a discount. Or maybe there's a very high cleaning cost to this property. So what I do, for example, for one properties, I'm like, I'm okay with shorter bookings in between two existing bookings, but I'm putting a premium on this because I still need to cover the fixed cost of cleaning. Again, and that's automated. So when I don't have to do anything, I do this setup, and whenever it's going to be two bookings, if there's demand for 4 or 5 nights, the calendar will open up and add, for example, 20% more premium on this to cover for the cost. So in the end, I'm happy because I'm still doing things in a profitable manner.
Yeah, fantastic. And like you said, you know, you play around with all of these numbers, and until you hit go, send it out, then they're not out there yet.
Exactly, right? All I see here, unless I clicked on sick now, nothing is pushed. We push my PMS, push on to Airbnb and the rest. Something I want to show quickly is that we also, as I said, you can take over whenever you want. You can override any price and put your price in, right? So to help you make decisions if you need to, first we have this kind of graphs. So it's pacing, showing you pacing graphs, showing you upcoming data, right? For example, the dark line is the pricing for my property within this market. So I can see I'm high, but not always the highest. Let's see. And you can see it's a market where, you know, summer is higher. You can see this, and then things go down. But my pricing is a bit more dynamic compared to the market. So that's great graphs. We help you. So it helps you basically see how your listing is doing compared with the markets. But for some people, it's kind of hard to read. So we just launched a new AI product called AI Insights. Mm-hmm. I basically translate a chart like this into a short summary using words and just the key data you need. For example, here, kind of tells you, hey, high season analysis, July, August, your prices are positioned towards the higher end of the market, indicating potential for increased revenue during these months. Just what I told you, explained through a chart, and maybe you like squinting, like what, yeah. August, let's see, that's summarized here. And we will tell you like days where we see a surge in pricing. Same thing for occupancy. We'll also turn the occupancy chart in a short summary, again, telling you where we see dates where there's surge in demand, maybe where Taylor Swift is coming to town, who knows? But that's helping you suddenly get a hold of all these charts that are very interesting, but then you can read them better. Like say, okay, well, yeah, that's what it says. And you refer back to a chart, say, oh yeah, indeed. And that's just explaining you why Price Labs is taking these decisions. That's why we're increasing prices. Or if you like to like, oh, okay, actually, maybe I'm just too high. Then in March, I should maybe lower prices. Who knows? That we want to democratize stuff, revenue management, and by introducing this kind of AI generative content. So that's an industry first, doing this rich data, this data heavy graphs into quick summaries. We really help you understand what's happening, and if need be, take actions. Don't necessarily have to, but we. You take actions. That's what we do.
Yeah. Look, there is a lot of talk about AI at the moment, and I think a lot of people are a bit nervous about it, but they don't realize that AI is already built in or is going to be built into a lot of software that they're using anyway. So they can still use AI to help them with their business. It's just built into Price Labs now.
Yeah. So, in truth, AI has been built in Price Labs for a long time since that. When I show you these pricing recommendations we did, what we do for each listing, we build a pricing model. So we detect, we collect data from Airbnb, Vrbo, Booking.com, and we see for this listing the patterns in this market. What's high season, what's low season, weekday versus weekend. That's using AI techniques, right? And collecting data, seeing patterns, and from there, building a model. That's what we do. But we did not talk about this before last year because I was kind of sounds scary and complicated AI. What's new here with AI Insights is just that we're starting using generative AI. It's basically the fact of being able to transform data into words. But it's not that suddenly we have ChatGPT telling you what price to use, right? It's not this, right? To be clear, we're not touching at all the robust models we have for pricing. It's just translating this into words. Yeah. So we really want to be clear here that we've not decided that, you know, ChatGPT can hallucinate sometimes. That's not what we're doing here, clearly. We're just using the top layer to just translate some graphs into words. That's it. It's not changing the data.
It's sort of like having an intern revenue manager explain what that graph means.
Correct. And I maybe also what I need for an owner, I need this owner, she may be asking me for a report. What do you see? The upcoming months, my property, I could just copy paste this.
Yeah.
I can screenshot this. Maybe she kind of cannot read the graph.
Yeah.
But now I can give her a graph and this. So as a property manager, much more. So again, we have them increase their value basically to working with owners.
Yeah, great.
Something I could show now is that I did this for one property, but obviously you, as a revenue manager or property manager, you probably have plenty of properties together. All the customizations, for example, I showed at Price Labs, you can start creating a group, for example, a group of listings. Imagine per market, a group of listings, your three bedrooms, group of listings for your beachfront properties, or a group of listings for your new properties. And on this group, create rules. Imagine whenever you have a new property in, you create a group and that's your starter, your ramping up properties. And by default, maybe the demand is very aggressive and you go by default, 20% discount on whatever we would recommend, just to make sure you are getting bookings early, getting reviews. And when you're out of this, you get take them out of this. So that's what we do here. We have multi-calendar. And you're able to have a view of, you have health metrics basically here. You see how properties are performing, and you're able to add so a lot of metrics. I don't show everything, but you have a list of metrics. Imagine you, it's like a dashboard of how is my portfolio doing, right? And here I can, we have by default some health metrics. Again, you can have control, add more and say, you know what, in our company, we really care about total revenue for the past 90 days. That's how we judge things. And you would have this here as a new value, for example. You can add this and could update this, and that would be a column added to this dashboard.
Yeah.
What we have for, because it means basically then you are able to sort it and see these things that are not doing well. You save time again. You have these metrics. We have default metrics. You can pick yours and see the ones where you think you need to take action. Again, that's where we see again this whole, we help you save time. We help you save time. You can create a group and apply the same rules of like, you know, lengths of stay, minimum pricing for a set of properties. Mm. But also, you save time because we help you see what's not doing well. We do these kind of things. Another one I will show is portfolio analytics. So the idea again is on performance. You can go a bit further. And here, for example, I'm picking a market like this one. And I will show for this market, I want the performance of that part of the portfolio, right? So again, here it's a bit different. Instead of seeing the performance of each listing, I'm grouping together a market and I'm seeing how this market is doing, all the properties in this market. So that gives me a lot of information, how we're doing, and I can, of course, deep dive, it's revenues, ADR. Again, that's really relevant. For example, if a property manager, I have several people who are in charge of different markets, but they can have a pull a report, or they can own this report, by the way, and then compare how each market is doing and have this kind of very important conversation. What do we see in this market? Is the pricing up compared with last year? What's the average length of stay? What's happening? So that's kind of things we do here for, again.
Can you tag a property by the owner, an owner? Because let's say an owner has 5 properties and they want to see how their portfolio is doing. Can you do it for that as well?
If you wanted to, yes. You can create any tag you want. You see how it's fit, and then you add them. Of course, you have to tell us, but you would then manually here add them to this tag, for example, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
So that's basically, so we talk about the pricing, we talk about analytics. I'm really going fast here. I consider the time, we have a lot of reports.
Reports. Research, yeah.
Exactly. Nothing we have two tools for market research. What is called revenue, what is called market dashboard, basically. So market dashboard, I showed earlier for a listing, I showed the pacing data, the hyperlocal market around this. Maybe here, when I'm entering a market, I don't know anything. I don't have a listing per se. I just want to know how's the market doing, right? I'm going to enter a new market. I don't have data around, you know, the average length of stay in this market. What is the supply increasing? What are the cancellation policies in this market? So I want a full report on any market. So market dashboard, I will be able to enter any address in the world and say, and you decide whether you want 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 properties in the radius of like 0 to 50 kilometers and get all the data from that market. And again, you should by default, right? And you get all this. And what you even be able to do, as we said earlier, so you get all this data, you know, length of stay, what's happening. That I showed you had already for your listing, right? But here's a bit different. It's another product that you can buy. Don't need that in pricing for things. It's a different product. Mm-hmm. And you can get a report for what you want. And as we said earlier, and then if you want to, you can then choose to refine this. You say, okay, I want this report, but I want only for properties that are whose rating is above 5 or 4.8, for example, on Airbnb. Or I want to compare myself with only people who are beachfront, right? Uh-huh. Or who are pet friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a set of amenities and performance index metrics important, right? For example, you probably want to compare yourself with people who have at least one booking in a year, not just the empty ones, because maybe that will be screened data.
Yeah.
So in here, we even show you the most, well, they say the best properties on Airbnb according to your criteria. So you can
you can actually look at the listing.
I can click and see, you know, who they are, right? It's really important because, again, an idea on referring to a market, even as what you imagine, like, oh, these are great owners, and maybe I should reach out. I need these people. I don't know. And then you have all kind of data again about the market. I want to briefly go through this. And you see here, we had earlier for one listing how this listing is doing in the future of prices, occupancy. Get the same thing here, but the whole market. And here, for example, you can see in this market that in red is this year and gray is last year, same time. You can see it's pacing below. Clearly, that's a market that I think are pacing below for the rest of the year. And future prices, it's a clearly New Year's Eve is very popular here. You can see it in the market. And again, here you can see lots of things, like even number of bookings per length of stay. So you have an idea of what's the average length of stay per season, per days. Or things as well as, like, for example, what are cleaning fees in the market, cancer prices in the market. So that's market dashboard is really important when you have a snapshot. And then here, if you can property manager, you can upload your logo and they can download this. It's gonna be a very nice PDF with your logo, your name, just be say powered by Price Labs. And you can give it to the owner, for example, when discussing a market.
Oh, fantastic. Yep.
The thing we have is Revenue Estimator Pro. So Revenue Estimator Pro is a brand new product. So let's say it's a summary of that. If your property manager has to do like 10, 20 reports every week for, imagine you're talking to owners and you have to talk with, see whether you want to take them on board or you want to talk with them about their actual potential. Revenue Estimator Pro will do this, basically. We will help you. I won't do this now. It will help you get a quick snapshot of the revenue potential for each property, each address in the world. And again, you'll be able to say, only want to see beachfront, only see one most performing ones. And then you have a dashboard where you have all these estimates just made for the owners you're talking to at the moment. And maybe the owner takes a month to discuss. You can even refresh the estimate if you need to. So that's what we do again. So quickly, we have dynamic pricing. It's a core product, but also you have, which comes a lot of analytics. And we have some tools like Market Dashboard, or Estimator Pro, which are more about market research, either about a whole market dashboard, or around one specific property. That's Revenue Estimator Pro.
Fantastic. A very thorough explanation. Thank you very much, Tibor. Wow. It's amazing because, you know, you sort of think pricing and, oh, yeah, it's going to change every day. And then really you can drill down into such detail. And everything is customizable. It's great. I mean, like I said, I think people should just go in just to see what factors can you change and what benefits can you glean from that.
And adding to that, the beauty of the algorithm is that it's basically doing most of it for you already, right? That's really the message I have is that, of course, when we do a demo like this, you're going to show all the customizations possible. But you have to remember, it comes on top of what it does. We already do last minute discounts. Now, do you want to take over and do your own because you have one way of doing it? So you be my guest, you can do this, right? But it's really, really important that you don't have to set this up, right? The advice usually we have is like, go put your minimum price, decide on your base price, and see how it goes for next month, for like 2-3 weeks, and see how it does, and then start refining if you need to. The price recommendations. Now, of course, you can already start grouping things by things you think make sense, the market and the rest, but really see how the algorithm works because actually it's pretty good. It's actually pretty good, right?
Yeah.
We've won quite a few awards already, so it's doing its job really well. It's really when you want to insist on stuff like, and my length of stay has to be 5 days minimum. This, of course, we can't guess. That's more like rules you want to put on top of this. But you don't necessarily have to, just like you should not, customize things first. Just see how it goes. And then you talk with us and then we can help you as well refine it where you need it.
Yes. Look, you know, it's also, you could also A-B test If you've got a couple of properties close by, A/B tests and see how well one does with what you say to do and sticking to what you used to do and see how it goes. Because I've only heard extremely positive things about people that use dynamic pricing. I mean, like regular Joe Schmo, we can't know all of this stuff and sit there and change our prices every day. And yeah, then yeah.
Two points, Deborah. Indeed, it's like, as I said, we collect data from all this market data, and there's events I know about, there's events I do not know about. And we can see, for example, bookings, there's an uptick in bookings. We see it in the future. So we start increasing your prices, and if it's really, the wave is really coming, we increase your prices, and you don't even have to do it anything, right? We just do it for you, because sometimes there's maybe an event next year you don't know about, a concert or something very niche but very driving demand. You don't want to miss out on this. And as humans, property managers, we're so busy, there's no way you can keep up with everything.
Exactly.
You just say it's not replacing you. It's just saving you time, a lot of things. And then if you want to, you can customize, have some strategy, or again, then talk with owners and show them how much more revenue you're bringing them, or explain to them the market. Maybe the market's not doing well. That's helping you having these difficult conversations. You have a report about the market. That's how the market is doing. And look at you in this market, thanks to what you are doing. Me as a property manager, I'm doing this. I'm helping you actually outperform the market in this bad conditions, right? That's really helpful as well.
Yeah. And the beauty also is that once you've sorted out all your prices and your conditions, you hit sync now and it's gone to all the websites your properties are on.
Yeah, indeed. That's all part of the saving time, right? So you don't have to do this on each and everything. So what we see, so basically every 24 hours, the prices will refresh and be pushed. You can do more of that if you want. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can even add the markup depending on the channels. Usually people do this in their PMS, right? We'll say, and add 50% on top of this to booking.com and 3% for Airbnb, for example.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. I know a lot of dynamic prices pricing companies do similar things. What would you say is your unique selling point?
So we're really about democratizing revenue management, right? So whether you have just a few properties to thousands, we serve you, right? And we do it in a way that makes sense for you, right? As I said, if you have a small host, have a few properties, just using the algorithm by itself is probably enough. Now, if I'm property manager with a lot of ways we work, that ways you work as property manager, then you can customize the tool to make it work the way you want it, right? So that's what's really important. Another one that really have award-winning technology, right? In the sense that the AI things, I showed you the AI insights, turning data into words, that's an industry first, right? Really, really want to have something that's top technology adapted to every market. And even in terms of, for example, tools, decision tool, right? We help you find a base price tool through AI. We help you find minimum stays. We really want to help like the best technology to make your life simple. Something else I would say is that we also recognize that property managers also need to save time. So we can create group subgroups, and then you create different roles. You have different teams or different members in your team in our tool, and then you can log who is doing what, which is very important, right? So in a big portfolio, people making a lot of decisions, we're able to track it. John did this, Jane did that. So we can also enable this. Again, not something a small host would need, but if you need that, it's available. And you don't have to use everything at the same time. But it's just that, again, this idea that we can cater to the needs of a lot of people with this technology, but we tend to hide the technology behind some like tools very easy to use.
Yes, great. And speaking of size, what is your target audience? What size is your ideal audience?
As I said, everyone. We welcome everyone. Yeah. What I mean here, for example, I was brief on this, but maybe listening to you, you have people who do midterm stays or people who have apart hotels, right? So we cater to them. We are able to recommend settings for midterm stays in your market. Or if you're a part hotel, we are able in a pricing algorithm, not just to consider short-term rental data, but if you want to, you tell us, hey, I also want hotel data in there. We'll add hotel data in the mix so your prices can move along with hotel data. And you can also have your own concepts on hotel data. Because we acknowledge that today short-term rentals can be hybrid. I have a portfolio with short-term, mid-term, and some of this is more as one bedrooms competing with the hotels really in cities. I need to maybe to realign with them and maybe thinking of sometimes hotel managers know a lot. So maybe I need to track whatever they're doing because maybe they know things I don't know, right? So again, that's what we're very unique at this. Again, embracing diversity of our users because we want to be really reach them where they are and who they are.
Fantastic. And the question is, where are they? Can they be anywhere? The market research that you do and the software you offer is for people everywhere?
People everywhere, indeed. Everywhere. We serve the whole world.
With the whole world. Okay. Now, this the question about pricing. So given that you've got like the different aspects, the estimator is a separate thing. So how does the pricing work? What's the pricing model?
Sure. So currently we price in the world, we price about, let me rephrase it. So we have...
We don't need the price. It's just like per listing, per month, per booking.
I was going there since that we, every day, we price 375,000 listings. So every day we price them, right?
Yeah.
In 120 countries.
Yeah.
So it means that we, as I said, we want to be able to cater to everyone everywhere. So if in the US and Europe and Australia, for example, we have a price that starts at $19 per month per listing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the more listings you add, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
Listing 19. And for example, if you run 100 listings, the cost would be around $8 or $9, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it really goes down fast. And if you think about this thing of the value, you recoup this, let's say $19, $15, $14 really, really fast.
I thought just when you were hesitating a little, I thought you were going to say, oh, our pricing is dynamic. It depends on the demand, who's wanting to sign up.
What I want to say, because I want to say as well that if you were not in Australia or Europe or the US, we have another pricing for South America, India, for example. We as we charge as we know that flat price maybe for you $15 a night is over a month. Sorry, it may be a lot.
Mm.
So we have a cheaper price for these locations.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, that's why we don't want to say we really want to embrace people where they are and democratize it.
Yeah.
And we know that some pricing, if you charge, you know, $1,000 a night, you can bear very easily this cost. If you're in a destination in Bali and renting out a small, very small villa, it's expensive. So again, that's really democratizing revenue management is very important to us.
Yes, yeah. And given that, we'll remember then you've got a 30-day trial. People can go in and have a look around and play around with it. But then when they sign up, is there a contract or is it just month to month?
There's always a contract, right? Any software company will have a contract with you. What we don't have, we don't have a lock-in, right? So indeed, if you do 30 days, the moment you press the sync, you play around, as we say, you play around. The moment you press the sync button is when your 30 days start.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Yeah. You only start your free trial when you start like pricing sync on the platforms.
Yeah.
And then indeed, if you're happy with us, you can stay one more month. So we'll charge you after this month. But again, only for the properties that are sinking. Imagine you imported 50 properties, only 14 are sinking. You're going to be paying for 14 properties, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not happy with us, I'd be very sad, but if you're not happy with us, first contact us because we really want to make sure we help you out. We have a team 24/7 here.
Yeah.
But then indeed you can leave. Basically, if you want to leave in May, just pay May and you're gone. There's no luck.
But I like that. You play around with it because there's obviously a lot of customization in there. And then when you hit sync, you get the 30 days. And then you have 30 days of benefit of the increased revenue to know that, oh, yeah, this is going to be worth
it. Yeah, we want you to judge us by the value, right?
Yeah.
It's really, really important.
Yeah, fantastic. We've come to the end of the usual questions. Was there something that we did not touch on that we should know about Price Labs?
Yes, so you may hear I'm French, and I'm very happy to report that Price Labs is available in six languages because, again, we democratize learning management. We want to reach you where you are. And we launched last year in five languages, in four other languages, sorry, so which were Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian. And we just launched a couple of weeks ago, got the scoop, German. So we're available in German as well. That's important because, again, as a property manager, even though I speak English, I think a bit, when you see sometimes graphs, trends, or things about money, revenue in your own language,
yeah,
just unlock some things in your brains and you get, oh, that's what's happening. And I've been in this with our users. It's really, really important. Even if they speak the language, is this, obviously in some markets where English is you know, a bit less frequent, it was the whole team then to use the tools, the reports. Again, you have to copy paste the report for an owner who speaks only one of these languages, saves you again so much time. That's what we want to do. We are available in your languages.
Fantastic. Well, you know, UX is very, very important, and languages is a really good one. Great. Tibor, it's been great learning about Price Labs. Really, it's a really great product. Thank you very much for the tour of the dashboard and all of the things it can do. Simplifying dynamic pricing. Thank you.
Anybody has a question, just email to support@pricelabs.co, support@pricelabs.co, and we're super happy to arrange anything you need.
Yeah, look, I'll put all the links in the comments in the description below. But one more thing, actually, that I stumbled across is on the YouTube channel. Price Labs has a YouTube channel, so there's obviously good support in terms of videos, how to do this, how to do that, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll pop that link in the description as well. That was a good one. But thank you very, very much for your time. Actually, if you have any questions for Tibor or for Price Labs, pop them in the comments below. Tibor, thank you very, very much.
Okay, everyone. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com, where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.